Hello, this is Ashley with Motivational Monday Enlightenment. So, I'm like super late because it's 1:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and usually I try to do this in the morning on Monday. But right now, I'm a little sick. So, let's go into this today. Today, we're talking about self-care. Now, I've talked about self-care before. It was your mental health self-care, like how you take care of yourself, how you detox, get rid of the stress, things of that nature. Well, today, Ashley's a little bit worked up because now I'm talking about self-care, like when you're sick, when you have to take care of yourself, self-care. So let's go, let's talk about this. This past week I had surgery. I mean, it was, you know, they say, oh, you know, people get that type of surgery all the time, what I had. But I actually had to go under. Like, and if you don't know what I mean, when I say under, I mean, like, I had to be put to sleep. They had to put, like, a tube down my throat because they're like, oh, we're going to breathe for you, that type of deal. So, to me, anytime you have to do that, that's serious. So, excuse me, that was my first surgery like that. So after the surgery, I'm in pain. You know, the doctor says, oh, you know, take Tylenol and, you know, get your prescription because they're on the opioid kick now. And so they don't want to give people painkillers because they think, you know, what's up, one nario? They think that, you know, you might become addicted because of the opioid epidemic. Where was all this when the crack epidemic was going on in the 1980s? But anyway, that's a whole nother story. So anyway, so I'm down, you know, for my surgery and all. So I let my job know, hey, beforehand that I'm going to have surgery. So I just want to let you know, do you know those people had the audacity to say, oh, well, I hope you'll be back before, you know, school starts because, you know, I'm a teacher and whatnot. So I'm like, okay, yeah, but this is serious because snitches, it could have been cancer, right? So, you know, I let them know, hey, I can't come back until, you know, the doctor releases me or whatever, or, you know, I'm at least feeling better until I heal from after being opened up. You know, my body part was opened up. So I get a response back like, okay, well, we need a doctor's note and you need to send plans and all this other stuff. And I'm like, where is the loyalty with these employers? Do they not care anymore about their employees, especially being an educator? And let me tell you, being an educator, what's up, Glenn? I'm on a rant today. Being an educator is extremely difficult because the kids are very violent. And with violent students, I bet you do. With violent students, I mean, you're not safe. So I'm letting you know, and that's a whole nother thing I'll get into in a minute. So after all that, you know, I'm like, bump it. If that's how they feel, I'm going to do my self-care and take care of me because I'm not trying to go back to a job where I'm still feeling sick and I'm still in pain after having surgery, undergoing the knife, and then being back there, what, so I can be a good employee and be abused by a bunch of 10 and 14 year olds? Okay. So that's why I'm kind of upset. So you know what, you guys, if you have a job, an employer, an insensitive employer, and you're sick, your child is sick, you've just had surgery, like myself, where I had to be put asleep, and I'm still in pain, and it's still leaking, and all that nasty stuff. If you have to go through that, and your employer's acting like you're not telling the truth, oh gosh, I'm hurting right now. You know what? Take your time off and do your self-care, because they are not worth it. Now let's get back on being a teacher, because I'm on a rant today. Self-care, remember, that's my topic for today. I was in the classroom, you know, trying to give instruction to these awesome, awesome little students. They refused to hear what I was trying to say. They wouldn't answer when I called their names. They got upset. So what did they do? They balled up papers and threw pencils and stuff and tossed it at my head. So for that, you want me to hurry up and rush back knowing that I'm not well to go back into an unsafe environment where students are not even suspended anymore, where teachers don't even feel safe? No. I'm going to continue to do my self-care, and once I'm healed, then I will come. That's how I feel about that. What's going on with you, everybody? Because today we're talking about self-care, and a lot of these employers, they don't care whether you are sick or not. They don't care if you need to sit, if you've hurt your ankle. Like the people at Walmart, there is no reason why those people can't have stools. There's this store out here on the East Coast called Aldi's, and they have like chairs, you know, because I think it's a German store. They run it like a European store. You know, I went to Europe, slash the UK, not the full Europe, but they can sit down at their cash registers. Like, what's up with that? Why is it over here in America we have to do all of this stuff and we get treated like crap? What do you say? Who, I haven't spoken to a person in 2 years? Oh, is that, I'm sorry to hear that. You haven't spoken to, okay. Well, you go and you talk to her, that person. But yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know what it seems like, but we are the hardest working people out here in the U.S. We die broke, and we don't get any, like, props for all the stuff that we do for these employers. We basically break up our families. We work until we're old. My parents, they've been teachers for like 30 years and they retired and everything. And, you know, it's like, it's still not enough. They still have to go back to work. You know, being a teacher, they'll just sub and they get disrespected too. And what do their employers say? Oh, well, they're children. No. Is the U.S. the only place where kids are just unruly like that? Where they can get away with it? Or is America the only place where they can just mistreat their employees? Well, I'm sure they do other things in other countries too, right? But I mean, is this not the land of the free? Oh, Canada's like that too? Oh, well, I guess I won't work in Canada either. I'll just go to visit. Man, it's not right, especially for teachers. But try being a teacher in today's world. Being a teacher, getting abused by a kid, and then if a child attacks you, yeah, the pain is, yeah, depending on where you are. But if a child attacks you and you block yourself or you fight back, you get in trouble for that. And nobody's on your side. Like, what's up with that? We are not protected at all. You know, I had this one principal say to me, because my son was sick and I had to go pick him up, and he was sick a lot at that time. Well, you're not the only parent. Well, why do you have to go pick him up? Like, are you serious? Yeah. Some of these kids, in the public school system, they do have too many rights. That's because their parents refuse to parent them. You know, nobody wants to be a parent anymore. Everybody wants to be a friend. And I'm like, that's just ridiculous. Because parents need to parent. And, my phone is talking. I don't know why it's talking, but it won't stop. But parents refuse to parent now. And who does that fall on? It falls on the backs of the teachers. And you know what? We don't want to do it anymore.
The cost of the wolf.
Oh my gosh, my phone is just tripping today. What's going on? But yeah, maybe it's my Tylenol talking to me because I have to take it every 6 hours. But I just want to let people know about that. You know, today is going to be a really short show because I'm not feeling well. You know, after surgery, it feels like I'm catching a cold now. Imagine if I went back to work today around the children still hurting. Oh my gosh. Yeah, my phone wants to educate me on The Wolf of Wall Street, which is an awesome movie, I must say. I love watching that movie. You know, without my children being around, of course. Yeah. But anyway, what's up with you, Glenn? You're on today. Random Couple Show. Everybody check out the Random Couple Show. It comes on at midnight, I think. Yeah, but, you know, at the age of 43, you really can't, you know, stay up that late anymore. You know, everything catches up with you. I can't hang out with you young people. I can't keep up anymore. Yeah, that's funny, right? I sound like my parents. That's so horrible. So anyway. Oh, yeah. Okay. I work evenings otherwise. Yeah, I know. We got to pay the bills, right? That's one thing. The bills will never stop coming. You know, growing up, my mom used to tell me, like, it's just so expensive. I'm like, is it? I don't know. Because, you know, I was like a kid. And she's like, it just costs to live. I'm like, what do you mean it just costs to live? I'm like, she said it costs money to live. I'm like, wow. Now I understand. Because even if you're sick, if your employers act like mouth breathers, you know, we learn new words off of MSNBC. And they fire you or whatever, the bills are not going to stop just because. No, they're going to keep coming. So it boils down to this, guys. When you're doing your self-care, do you want to go out there and not be healthy and risk getting sick more? You know, like, are you going to risk that? What are you going to do? You know, if you get sick, too sick, you can't work. So then your family is up a creek even more so. And if your family loses you, then what? Then what's your job going to do? Your job is going to replace you. Always know that. When you work for someone else, you can always be replaced, but your family can never replace you. You know, and that's kind of like how I feel. like, yeah, I'm sewn up or whatever by the doctors, but anything could happen. You know, I might reach down a certain way and a stitch could reopen and get infected. And then what? My kids lose their mom because I'm rushing back to go and be abused by some 14-year-old kid that can get away with it? Like, that's not fair. So if the employers would like good work productivity, what's up, Sobin? If the employers would like good work productivity from their employees, then they will allow them to take off when they're sick. You know, they wouldn't hold their jobs over their heads like, hey, if you don't come in, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to fire you. Whatever. You know, oh, where's my sister? Oh, yeah. So my sister, she's on a trip. She went to, they have this thing out here called Mardi Gras. I don't know. Glenn, you heard of Mardi Gras, right? In Louisiana. So, yeah, she's out there. She's having a good time. So she's not with me today on my Motivational Monday Enlightenment check-ins. She's just with me. Oh, yeah, boobs and beads. Yeah, but you know what? Now people have cell phones, so you can't, you know, really do that anymore. Now, back in my day, in the 90s, all we had was Girls Gone Wild. That was it. People with the huge video camcorders or whatever. Nobody had, like, Instagrams and stuff like that. So you could be as wild as you wanted to, and you weren't caught on, you know, camera. So yeah, you guys should have been born back in the 90s with me, because that's when the good times were going on. But now people know that's all they want to do is just take pictures and get it for the gram and Facebook and all that other stuff, you know. So yeah, but what was I saying about the job? Okay guys, because I'm gonna cut this short, 3 more minutes, because I'm feeling kind of dizzy right now. I know I was talking to you guys on Saturday, so we, right? Oh, Glenn's calling. Oh, Glenn's not calling. What's up? Hey, Will. What's up? Yeah, so, yeah. Ashley's not feeling too good today. Yep, I think I don't know, sick. I might even be running a fever right now. I should probably check my head. Yep, hi to random couple. Yeah. So guys, I just want to let you know what's up. Remember, a lot of employers are not loyal, and they will replace you. So if you are sick, take your time off and get yourself well. If you're a teacher, we need to band together, find the nearest bar, and have as many drinks as we can and make it all go away. No, I'm just playing. No, really, we should do that. But if you're a teacher, I understand. I'm there with you. So anyway, you guys, I got one more minute on the air, because I'm going to make this short. Then I got to go take another Tylenol for my pain. And what's up, Sobin? How have you been, Sobin? What's up? You practicing your English, man? Yeah? You doing good? Did you meet a girlfriend yet? You know, I'm just messing with you, right? I know you're not looking for a girlfriend. Yeah, because, you know, that's not how they do it. They study. Oh, so, but I'm getting ready to leave in like some seconds. Yeah. Not yet. Oh, okay. It's okay. You know, you're in your like early 20s. So you'll have fun. When you come to the States, we can go out We'll chill. Okay? Yeah, I'll hook you up. We'll find you a nice young lady. That's your age. Yeah. What's up, Rhett Ka? he's so focused. I wish I was as focused as you when I was in your 20s, when I was in my 20s, I should say. I was focused, but I wanted to have fun too. See, in the U.S., like, you got to have your fun in the 20s because as soon as you leave college, it's welcome to adult world and there's no turning back. So, I mean, our cultures are completely different. You know, we're almost like a secret hedonistic type of culture, you know, but yeah, because, you know, in America, we like stuff, but we really don't want to say it because we're so conservative. You know, I don't know. Maybe is that true, Glenn? Is that true, Will? I don't know. We like to, you know, keep things secret, kind of, sort of. I don't know. No girls, no problem. Oh, so you like that Jay-Z song, 99 Problems, but a beep. Is it one? Yeah, I understand that. Okay, guys, so look, I gotta go. Thank you for being an active participant in my show. Remember, do your self-care because your job will replace you. Just remember that. So you take care of yourself, okay? And we'll see you guys again on Saturday. I'll be on with my sister, Thimberly. So for our, I don't know, let's call it Sizzling Saturday. Who knows? But yeah. So, oh, what's my Insta? What is it? It's, I think it's Positive. Just go to my website, Positive. ECS, let me write that, positiveecs.com. Yeah, go to positiveecs.com, and then like all of my Instagram and all that stuff is there. We're going to take some more pictures and stuff. We should. I need to update it. But yeah, so follow me at positiveecs.com. My email is positiveecs@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys then. All right. So listen to us on Saturday around 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in India, where Sobin is. It's probably 11 p.m. But yeah, sorry about that, man. All right, guys. So I'll talk to you later. All right. Throat's starting to hurt now. Bye.